Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How could I help you?
I need to cancel my account, please.
Okay, and let me see here. I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. Could I have your zip code, please?
95356.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking into this for you. Thank you for being patient. And could I have your first and last name, please?
Karen Odell.
Okay. And you said that that was 95356?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see here. So I'm seeing that this has already been canceled a little earlier today.
Okay, well, the thing that's interesting is that I have three charges on my credit card, and they're all different names and different phone numbers. And every time I've called them, that's what they've said. Oh, you already canceled this. So I'm hoping that's correct.
Yes, ma'am. So all of the numbers, it's going to direct you back to the call center.
Right. Okay. And so I think this might be the last number I've had to call. But as
yes.
I said, they're all under different names and they're all under mm-hmm. different phone numbers. So I thought, well, if I call all of them, then hopefully it'll be canceled.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
You said it was already canceled.
Yes, ma'am. So it more than likely was canceled the first call, but I understand making sure.
Right, and like I said, it's kind of confusing the way that they have it built. So
right, yes, ma'am.
So do I have so that the original cancellation number from the first person I spoke to would be the one that would apply to all of these, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
Oh, it was no problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.